As you know, I've had the opportunity in recent weeks to interview Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a number of times about his run for president, which, by the way, seems to be qualifying for the debates. He's breaking 15%, which is the threshold to be in the debates, and it may just be Robert F. Kennedy and Donald Trump. Joe Biden, although he said on Howard Stern that he would debate, his team immediately panicked. I don't know that that'll happen. We'll keep an eye on that. So my next guest, Tony Lyons, president of Skyhorse Publishing, co-founder of American Values. It's a political PAC, American Values 24, a super PAC committed to educating, mobilizing voters to elect candidates who will restore and protect the soul of democracy in the United States. And guess what? This Kennedy super PAC is going to go after Facebook or Meta, whatever you'd prefer to call them. Tony, good to have you back on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, first of all, American Values PAC is a PAC backing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president, correct?
Yes.
And things are going, let's start with the good news. Things are going pretty well for you. Things are going pretty well, you know, 15, 18%. That blows away the expectations of the Democrats who thought, you know, we'll just kick him and slide him to the side. You know, if they had gone through the process of the primaries fairly, Joe Biden probably would have won and they wouldn't have an RFK Jr. problem. But they tried to rig the system, irritating him, me, and millions of others, right?
Well, what they must have seen was that Bobby was really gaining momentum. And I think that that led them to panic. And, you know, then they started to just do everything they could possibly do to rig the primary process.
And, which they did, obviously, and he dropped out. And now, like I say, polls putting him at 15% or better in a number of places. I mean, that's impressive for a third-party candidate in American politics, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some great polls out there. I mean, there's a poll that says that if Biden dropped out, Bobby would beat Trump. And if Trump bowed out, Bobby would beat Trump. So, you know, either way, Bobby can win. So the question is, you know, it looks like Biden can't win under any sort of different version of the facts. So, you know, with Bobby in the race, Trump beats Biden by 6%. With Bobby out of the race, it looks like he beats him by 9%. So, you know, voting for Biden at this point is kind of a throwaway vote because he just can't beat Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, what could he possibly point to and say, here's my success as president? The border? No. The economy? Obviously not. Foreign policy? Another disaster. I mean, where would Joe Biden or his team? Let's be honest, Tony, Joe Biden's not running this thing. You know it. I know it. He's not running this thing. But the people that are running it for him, they haven't had a good decision yet, and yet they continue to put the foot down on the gas, trying to ram through as much as possible because they, too, see that this is going to end in January of next year either way, don't they?
Yeah, and he has nothing in common with traditional Democrats. I mean, he has nothing in common with JFK or, you know, RFK Jr.'s father. You know, he's pro-war, he's pro-censorship, he doesn't seem to care about the middle class, he doesn't seem to care about the border, he doesn't care about health, he's pro-big pharma, he's pro, you know, all of the big agricultural companies, the big tech companies. So, you know, he isn't for the American people. He's for a kind of an oligarchy, a very small group of people who are trying to run the country, who are in control of our government agencies. And Bobby Kennedy is a true Democrat. And, you know, that's what Democrats have to learn. Bobby Kennedy can beat Donald Trump. Biden can't. And Bobby Kennedy represents the values of the Democratic Party dating back one, you know, full generation.
Right. So you have a brand new film, Who is Bobby Kennedy? I've had a chance to watch the first several minutes of it. Very interesting. I haven't gotten to the whole thing. But before I run out of time here, Tony, what about this lawsuit against Meta? I'll call them Facebook because people recognize that, but it's the bigger company. What's your suit here?
Yeah, I mean, their actions clearly violate the First Amendment and civil rights laws dating back to the Civil War. You know, we want to have a presidential election that's decided by the people, not by a handful of trillion-dollar companies. And that's what it's shaping up to be here. And, you know, so Meta said or Facebook said that this was just a simple error, but it's not a simple error. This is part of a whole pattern of conduct by them dating from the beginning of the Biden administration, where they were going after a lot of people, censoring them, vilifying them, and, you know, taking them off major platforms. And they specifically went after Bobby Kennedy time after time, and he sued them in federal court. And the federal court found in their favor in Murphy versus Missouri that Facebook has had this pattern of censoring Bobby Kennedy and others, and that Facebook colluded with the Biden administration, that they had meetings with them, that they sent emails to them. So this needs to be seen in the larger context. This is, you know, anti-democratic behavior. This is unconstitutional, and it really has to stop.
Do you think that my question is, we got about a minute and a half here, Tony. Why did they support Joe Biden at Meta or these other things? Is it because they are compliant when Meta says we need this or we need that? Is the Biden team compliant to the demands of the billionaires there? I mean, what is it?
I think that, you know, they're afraid of Bobby Kennedy. But to a great extent, you know, this is sort of like an oligarchy, that they're clinging to their power, and that this kind of power isn't good for the American people. This is the last thing that we want in this country.
Right.
And so I think the American people are starting to recognize that 70% of the public doesn't want Biden or Trump. So this is a great opportunity. And I think that Bobby Kennedy is going to win, that he's going to get on the ballot in every state, and he's going to shake up this two-party system, and that it's going to be a three-party system from now on. And that's going to be good for democracy.
Tony Lyons, American Values 2024 co-founder of that political pack, backing Bobby Kennedy. Tony, thank you for being here, and come back and give us an update on this lawsuit or any other time you want. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. Tony Lyons, president of Skyhorse Publishing. He also put together the American Values 2024 pack. Do you think it's true? Do you think we'll have three parties in this country going forward? Send me an email, stevegruber.com, the place to do that, stevegruber.com. Let me know what your feedback and level of interest is. I'll take a break and have sports in a moment.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.